Actually, another interesting thing that you might kind of get a kick out of is there was one very difficult spot where the three principal singers are singing along with the chorus on a very complicated rhythmic situation. And I remember the very first night I walked in and they all looked at me like I was crazy. And Brian looked at me and said, "We better think of a fallback position." And I said, "Oh, okay." And I looked and the look on the singer's face told me, this isn't just difficult. This is something they're really, really struggling with. So I went home that night and rewrote it. And that's something that I don't know if it's a benefit having a live composer, but that's one of the things that happened. And I think it's kind of an expectation. Actually, I made a small change today in the orchestration. So it is evolving to the place that we expect the ink to be dry pretty much now. We have first rehearsals with the orchestra coming up very soon. So, but it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's a process, I'm sure. But do you have a mental picture of a particular person or type of person singing your music?
Absolutely. Each role, I pictured all the time I was writing it, the specific person who was cast in the role. I asked, for instance, Shira Renee Thomas is playing the title role, singing the title role of Marie. I know her voice very well. I've worked with her quite a while now. And sitting in my studio, I have my own notes on her voice, note by note, where she has particular highs. She's a very versatile singer. She does very high notes. She does coloratura. She does lyric. She does dramatic. Quite an unusual voice. And so every time I would write, for instance, something for her, I'm picturing her. She's also a superb actress. So, I mean, I'm not writing for somebody singing an art song, which I've done, but it's a different modality when they're just standing there just singing as opposed to acting a role. And that's a lot of fun for me because I've written a lot of very dramatic stuff because that's what Dylan wrote in the libretto. And so, yes, I'm thinking very much of the actress or actor who's singing the roles.